Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right.
Do you like Green Day?
No.
I think I like two of that songs, probably.
I don't like it.
Basket Case is a good song.
I bet you don't like that song.
Basket Case?
Yeah.
I do.
You don't?
I fucking do like that song.
You think you do? When was the last time you listened to it?
On the bus.
Me bollocks. You're a little lying bastard.
I actually did, like.
Let me see your tongue. Spots all over. Like a leper.
I have an illness.
Leprosy.
I have a real bad illness, like.
Welcome to the bonus episode.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the bonus episode of Stall It, where we answer your questions.
I just want to flag at the top here.
Flag it.
We have some excellent emails about Joe.
Oh,
shit,
God.
Joe has been up to in the last few days. Ah,
I hate when I see this Joe.
You've made.
Are people spotted you somewhere?
Your carrying on was done in front of a few stall listeners, my friend.
What?
Oh,
is this what the
were
fuck?
Were you in the pub again?
I was in the pub. Is this pub talk? Is this people in the pub? Some cunt in the pub tried to fucking get me in a rear naked choke to show me how to fucking do jiu-jitsu or something.
Show you how.
I mean, I may be exaggerating, but okay. Anyway, we'll see.
But thanks for telling us that someone tried to choke the life out of you in a pub.
Why? Because he was telling me that he'd done jiu-jitsu, and I was like, oh, deadly, I want to get me uffling at the jiu-jitsu. We liked it. But like, it was on awkward days now. He's like, oh, I have a black belt. Look at this. And then he put his knuckles up against me throat and then put his arm around the back of me head and then squeezed his knuckles into me throat real quick. And I was like, fucking choke. Like, you don't have to be a black belt in jiu-jitsu for somebody to let you choke them for a second. Like, I could do that to you.
But that's how you're supposed to do it.
Obviously, if you're fighting, no one's going to let you do that. It's a really weird thing.
If you're a black belt, you get to choke me. Bubs.
So,
well, after that, were you just a bit like, why didn't you say talk about it on a fucking main episode?
You've got to save some for the bonus. What's the emails about? They've spotted me in the wild.
First one. What's up? I don't know if this is Joe or not, but I could have sworn I seen him getting choked in a pub by some fella.
I seen Joe throwing eggs off the top balcony of the North Strand Flats. Is that what it is?
No. Let me...
Good. They didn't see me.
I delivered a spice bag to his house and he didn't tip me.
Hmm? This is from Rob, not their real name, and it will become apparent why. Howie, lads. While working at the Kneecap concert in Fairview Park...
Oh, shit.
I met a lovely fella by the name of Joe. He looked very disheartened as he couldn't gain access into the concert. I made a joke at him, stating that MCD knew his tricks and he was blacklisted. He cheekily asked me to get him in or just give him my hat. Can I add, I am a guard.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, yeah. So
that's
a big no-no. Yeah. I was trying to get
undercover. Undercover.
No, straight up guard.
Let's let Rob finish. Guard. I would just like to rub it in his face that I went in and watched the concert and it was great.
Ah.
What made it even better was I saw for free and got paid for it. Not really any questions, but I just wanted to rub it in. Love the podcast, lads. Keep up the good work. Just once again, Joe, scarlet for your man for having you. So that's Rob the guard.
He's not doing the guards any favours, let me tell you. You should be letting me in. Should have gave me a shot of his outfit.
I heard he was gargling on the job.
I'd say he was. I seen a little nagging hanging out of his back pocket there and all of
that. I heard he was taking drink off people and drinking it.
That's why he's saving his name. He's because he shouldn't have been in there. He wasn't even on the job. He's not even a real guard. He's just dressed up as one.
You can't do that.
That's illegal.
You can't dress up as a guard if you're not a guard.
It's against the law to impersonate a guard.
Or impersonate anyone.
No, just a guard.
Except on Halloween.
Just a guard.
You can dress up as a guard on Halloween, I think. It's free pass at the bonfire.
You'd think he'd bleed and let us in, wouldn't you?
Why didn't you tell me that?
I forgot.
I asked you outside about Kneecap. I was like, did you not go to gig? You didn't say, I went up towards it.
Oh, yeah. I tried to get in.
You told me you went home for a spice bag.
No, I didn't.
You were saving it for the podcast, were you?
No, I don't know. When were we talking about it?
Outside. I was like, did you go to the Kneecap gig in the end? You're like, no.
No, man, I went up to the MCD fucking ticket box and everything. I was like, yeah, I'm down as a, I'm on the guest list. And like, just hoping that they'd be just like, yeah. Because look, like, they were just handing bands out to anyone, you know? And then somebody messaged me saying, we just walked in. Like, you didn't have to go up to any ticket box. Like, you could just walk in. It was very easy to bump in.
You didn't get in, did you?
I didn't get in. And it was a walk of shame. And as I walked back, like, people knew me, like, that were in the VIP queue and everything, saying, all right, Joe. And I'm like, you fucking cunt. Let me get in your handbag. Or couldn't get in. I didn't try very hard. I was with a friend of mine who wasn't really comfortable trying to sneak in. So I didn't manage it.
I'd be the same, though.
If it was somebody that was a little bit bolder now, I would have, like, went around the back or in the front. They weren't checking tickets. They were just checking bags and making sure you didn't have drink going in.
And you just had a load of drink.
So you could have just went. Actually, do you know? Oh, no, this is going out next week. Because there's another couple of gigs on this week.
Are you going to chance it again?
No.
Just buy a ticket.
No. And they're sold out. I think the Saw Doctors are playing tonight. And then the original Rude Boys are supporting Dick Pierce tomorrow. And I was saying, get us in there, will you? And then I'm like, oh shit, I'm doing the news talk thing.
I'm going to Oasis in a few. When's that? August? Yeah, in August. And Robbie Williams the following week.
Are you going to Robbie Williams?
Yeah.
Are you?
No. Amy got me tickets for Christmas.
That'd be fun.
From Shannon England Dawkin.
Hello.
Just listening to the most recent episode, and they are talking about people watching porn in a pub. Reminds me of a story of when I was in a pub down in Corktown, and some old man was up at the bar on his phone watching it, but he let his phone drop. And while he was trying to catch it, the volume went up. His phone just ended up there on the floor, playing while he was trying to bend down to get it with his bad hips. It was like surround sound. A very surreal experience.
I think it's an eye-opening...
Yeah, it's a regular occurrence. So.
It's an eye-opening moment when you realise the sweetest old men watch porn.
Yeah.
The sweetest...
The sweetest old men.
The sweetest of all the oldest men.
Yeah, granda.
Watches the porn. Martin.
When you get people like... saying the exact same thing. Must be happening all the time.
In the pubs, though.
Must be happening everywhere.
What happened to reading a fucking book?
Every pub in there.
Read a book. And I'll do us a favour.
Read a book.
Read a book, you know, I'll be watching porn. She'll lose her job.
Imagine going to the pub and reading a book. Imagine going to the pub and watching porn.
When I worked in the pub, there was loads of old lads that just sat there reading a book. And then you just, like, put a hand up for another point. Like, get up and get it. Call them. Make sure I call them. Yeah, Guinness there.
Darren has a lot of unresolved trauma.
Yeah.
From his days in the pub.
You do, don't you?
Oh, he wasn't a gentleman at all. I'd call you for your point. Leave me in the bar, me out. All day. Any more questions?
Yep. Glenn has a big issue with something you've done, Joe.
When you hold it over me, like, and tease me with it, it gives me such anxiety because I'm like, what the fuck did I do?
Lads, we can't let Joe off lightly here. A man of the cloth, a family friend, waited 7 long years for a game of FIFA. He even blew off lunch with Moira's parents just to play FIFA, and Joe couldn't be arsed delivering. On this week's episode, Joe spoke about how it would have taken too long to download or to hook up the PS4, as if the priest arrived by surprise. Joe had, from the minute the priest phoned him and invited him to Mass, if I remember correctly, that was the Tuesday, until a couple of hours after Mass on the Sunday. Even if Joe got home from Mass and set up the PS4 or downloaded FIFA then, it would have all been ready for the priest when he knocked down later that afternoon. I think this...
lot of details.
I think this may be the worst... thing Joe's ever done.
Oh, it's really
funny. Won't get into heaven now.
It's a bit fucking bad.
I will get into heaven.
You're not getting into heaven.
I'm getting into heaven. I done the Camino de Santiago and I got blessed by the Pope. They're two, like, tickets into heaven. I've spare tickets into heaven.
Yeah, but
I've too many tickets for heaven. There's too many. It's loads.
The VIP. I'm getting the fast track ticket into heaven.
Many tickets for heaven.
I'm not waiting on the escalators like all you was.
He could do loads of more bad shit and still have loads of tickets left over heaven.
I'm going into heaven, man. You can't tell me that or not because your man didn't play fucking FIFA.
Yeah, now, because that's not even the worst thing he ever done.
I don't know what I thought. I'm not paying €90 for a game that I'm never going to play again. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I think you're done right.
Thank you.
Is it 90 quid for a game
now? Oh, probably cheap. More.
It'd be cheaper now. It's like the new one's out in like 3 months or something.
Oh, I hate the world.
The new one will be over 120 quid for the new one.
Holly, long time listener, first time emailer. Says not really a question, but she's re-listening to all of the shows to get her through weeks of nights at work. Currently on episode 119, Hoping for a Haunting, where Joe mentions a movie he watched years ago called Alien Abduction.
The McPherson story, yeah, my favourite.
Holly says she can't remember if you eventually found the movie but she searched for it and found it's actually been posted on YouTube in the last, she says, about a year ago.
Oh, shit. Okay. That's good
to
know.
The name has changed from the original Australian name, the McPherson Tapes, to it's called Incident in Lake County, but it's the same one. She sent us a link.
Australian? It's not Australian.
In the fall of 1997, a 16-year-old boy set out to document his family's Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah. Yeah, this is the text.
Yeah.
Rolling
yeah.
up screen. Yeah, that's it. There you go.
Man, well, could stick you down not, the group chat. Stick down the group chat and watch that tonight.
Could you
please.
Not find it?
No,
because they changed the name. It was so fucking crazy. Fucking they had to change late. The name.
This is my favorite listener comment or interaction. Thank
you. Gonna
you,
watch
Holly.
That?
Thank you
again. Are you gonna watch it?
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it with the kids when they're older. Traumatize them.
No, I'd watch it now with them.
Is it a documentary or is it
found footage like Blair Witch?
And then it's and oh, then it's cut up on. And it's cut up into like. Documentary stuff like detectives saying they don't know where the family is gone and stuff that's kind of intercut in between the film in it, between the footage.
Is there a demon in it?
No, it's like real true story. Found footage, the family was never found and this is like alien you abduction.
You can't play that trick on me.
Watch it
scary.
I think it's the most
I think
amazing
Joe gets
thing ever.
Very easy though.
Well, is it scary or is it just amazing?
Scary.
Is it a shy film?
It's probably the best film ever made.
Ah, come on.
I think it's a masterpiece.
The best film ever made is on YouTube now.
It is. And that's amazing. And it had its life. Had its moment.
When did that come out? Early 2000s?
Probably, yeah. Maybe 99. Maybe in the 90s. I remember seeing it when I was only a fucking young teenager. And that was on like Sky Movies at 3 in the morning.
The Gangoliers, Stephen King. Remember I was trying to think of that for ages what it was. I was like, they all look meatballs. They look big meatballs with teeth. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And they were like stranded at an airport and there was just these big meatballs in the sky with big razor sharp teeth.
Now, I don't know if yous are going to go back and look at this film and say, Joe, that was shy. And maybe I just thought it was really scary. I thought this film was real. So bear that in mind and go into it thinking this is real. If you can.
Probably can't, but I'll try.
I'll give you the description in case anyone hasn't been following it. So after a mysterious blackout, a boy goes out to investigate and captures footage of actual aliens. When the aliens follow him and his brothers back to their home, all hell breaks loose. Shown in documentary style, this film is shown as video footage of the actual events interspersed with interviews with UFO experts. The title on YouTube is Alien Abduction Incident in Lake County.
They even tried to make like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre seem like a real story as well, remember?
Fair play to who?
The original.
Holly for sending that to us.
Yeah, nice one, Holly. Really happy with that.
Wayne. Also going through the back catalogue.
Wayne.
Nice.
Oh, Wayne. What's up, Wayne?
Wayne's World. Part of time. Excellent.
I always like it when people message say they're going through the back catalog.
I love it. Go on.
Go for the algorithm.
Just nice to people enjoy something you made. I just listened to a bonus episode where Joe was wondering how far back his ancestors would look like him.
I can't remember that.
I loved actually. Maybe some of the AI will be powerful enough to listen to all of the episodes and just like list all of the things, claims, everything said, all the questions over the course of 209 episodes.
Because I don't remember saying that. I kind of want to go into the back catalogue and listen to what I said in the first 10 episodes.
We have 209 episodes. Let's say each one's about 50 minutes. You're talking like a few weeks, non-stop, 24 hours, non-stop to listen to all of Stalin.
Oh, God.
Maybe a whole...
How many weeks? Would you, a whole month non-stop, like?
What's he saying? How far back in...
Not a second of value in the fucking...
you're getting nothing from that. Pure waste.
Considering how much social media and podcasts are out there now, what do you think about future generations... Oh, here we go. Being able to look back and see and hear you hundreds of years in the future. What do you think they'll think of you? Good question.
You know, the census left a little... box when you done the census 2 years ago.
Yeah,
they left like a little box where you could leave a message for your future, like in 100 years from now. Your what's the opposite of ancestors? Like your forecestors,
your
lineage,
relations.
Yeah, your relations. Your great great grandkids will get the census in 100 years and open it, and there's supposed a nice message written there. And we wrote in our message box. There's a USB in the back. We buried it, and there's 3 Bitcoin on it.
Is it really? Someone's gonna take the back out of it.
So they're gonna be, I don't know what Bitcoin is gonna be worth in 100 years from now, but they are gonna lose their shit when they realise there's nothing but dog shit.
Well, they could just listen to this episode and debunk it then.
Yeah, but they won't. They won't know about this. My ancestors, my great-great-grandkids.
In 100 years, would you not be able to just go onto Spotify and like listen to this?
Yeah.
But that's weird to think of, isn't it?
How would they even know? It's going to outlive us.
Because if you have old photographs from like 50 years ago that your granny took, and they're there, they're there.
You're there.
This will also be there in 50 years, 100 years.
I took a photograph of me brother, me deceased brother, and me nanny, the two of them are dead now, and I put it into an AI video generator.
Where they move?
Photograph, where they move.
I would
stuff.
Not like to see
it's
that.
It's so weird. It's so fucking weird. But I showed it to my mom, she was like, whoa, like, imagine that. It's so weird.
I don't think I'd like to see that. It kind of feels unnatural. Like
it is, yeah. It's kind of scary. It's like horror film stuff. It's like Pet Sematary when they bring their dead back to life. It's scary. But you know what? They never get it right because like their faces are moving and then they turn and they're different people essentially. Yeah. But Jay turns his face and then he looks back and he looks just like Oliver. And it's frightening. It's so fucking frightening. It's weird. But it's kind of cool as well.
Was that with AI? What software?
Midjourney.
There's loads of them, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Where are you finding all them?
Midjourney's one of the biggest ones.
Pal, your brain's going to go to mush if you keep letting AI do the work for it.
What?
No, won't. Deceased relatives.
Rose, like you can't do that. Bring in...
ChatGPT, wipe my arse.
Oh, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't surprise me.
Wouldn't in the least.
Big hand comes out your phone and wipes your arse here.
Inspector Gadget.
And then you text the back saying, thanks. Thanks for that. Oh, I love you.
ChatGPT, how do I toast?
What? Look. I have a back massager. Eventually, we're going to have robots rubbing our backs. Here, robo.
I'm saying that fucking years.
We'll be so soft and useless. We'll just be fleshy husks.
Can I just grab my phone out from there? Just like it's in the kitchen, like a half an hour.
All this talk of technology. He can't be without it.
We're going to wrap this up while you're gone.
He can't be without his phone.
Don't do that without me. Wait, are you say you're going to
fucking
watch
awful.
Watch it.
It's awful. How reliant we are.
Let's see.
On technology.
Right.
Well, that's all we have time for on the bonus episode.
Bye, Darren.
I hope you've enjoyed it. Darren's going to get his phone. If you have any comments, messages, questions, email them to stall@goloudnow.com and there'll probably be music playing now. So I hope you enjoy that little outro music. You want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye.